This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's Air Force says 9 Russian warplanes were destroyed in massive explosions at an airbase in Crimea amid speculation they were the result of a Ukrainian attack that would represent a significant escalation in the war. Russia denied any aircraft were damaged in Tuesday's blast or that any attack took place. Ukrainian officials have stopped short of publicly claiming responsibility for the explosions, while mocking Russia's explanation that a careless smoker might have caused munitions at an airbase to catch fire and blow up. Analysts have also said that explanation doesn't make sense, and the Ukrainians could have used anti-ship missiles to strike the base. Donald Trump has invoked his right not to answer questions under the Fifth Amendment while testifying under oath in a civil investigation of his business dealings. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Trump says he declined to answer questions in the New York Attorney General's probe, citing every citizen's constitutional right. The civil investigation's running parallel to a criminal probe by Manhattan's top prosecutor. And legal experts noted anything Trump said today could potentially be used against him in that investigation. The Fifth Amendment protects people from being compelled to act as witnesses against themselves in a criminal case. The civil probe involves allegations that the Trump Organization exaggerated asset values to mislead lenders and tax authorities, which he denies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It comes just days after a separate investigation saw FBI officials serve a search warrant at his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department says an Iranian operative has been charged in a plot to murder former Trump administration National Security Advisor John Bolton. The man is identified by U.S. officials as a member of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. He's wanted by the FBI on charges related to the murder-for-hire plot, which the U.S. assumes was in retaliation for a U.S. airstrike that killed a popular and powerful general in Iran. In a statement Wednesday, Bolton thanked the FBI and Justice Department for the work. He said Iran's rulers are, quote, liars, terrorists, and enemies of the United States. Iran's mission to the U.N. had no immediate comment. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he was concerned about reports of the detention of an opposition political leader in Congo. On the second day of his visit to the Central African nation, Blinken said his delegation was trying to get more facts about the detention, which he said had happened in the last 24 hours. Blinken said his delegation had raised the issue with Congo's government, calling it a possible setback to the country's elections next year. Blinken also met Congo's prime minister and hosted guests, including a Nobel Peace Prize winner, at the U.S. Embassy in Congo's capital. According to the latest weekly pandemic report released by the World Health Organization, the number of coronavirus deaths fell 9% in the last week, while new cases remained relatively stable. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The UN Health Agency says there were more than 14,000 COVID-19 deaths in the last week and nearly 7 million new infections. The Western Pacific reported a 30% jump in cases, while Africa reported a 46% drop, as has the Americas and the Middle East. WHO says new deaths rose in the Middle East, but were dropping significantly in Africa and less so in Europe and the Americas. It, however, cautions its assessment of COVID-19 trends remains compromised by countries dropping many efforts and relaxing pandemic controls. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Recapping our top story, Ukraine's Air Force says 9 Russian warplanes were destroyed in massive explosions at an airbase in Crimea amid speculation they were the result of a Ukrainian attack that would represent a significant escalation in the war. Russia denied any aircraft were damaged in Tuesday's blast or that any attack took place. Analysts say their explanation, though, doesn't make any sense and that Ukrainians could have used anti-ship missiles. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.